spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's program, The Tower, was written by Joseph Mindell and comes to you from Chicago. The people were building a tower. They worked steadily, without haste, and with the utmost care. For unfinished as it was, the tower was already very high, and each brick, each bit of mortar was carried up at the cost of much toil, passing through countless hands, becoming more precious as it came to the top. Therefore, a brick was valued more highly than a man. The people worked without stopping, using their breath sparingly when they talked.
Look at her. Another cracked brick. You think they'd be more careful down there on the ground, sending up cracked bricks?
They don't understand down there.
I guess not. No one can really know until his turn comes to work up here. With only the tower and the sky.
Jared, that last brick is a finger's width out of line.
Only by a hair, Ezra. I didn't know myself what it is to watch the bricks going higher, to go up with them higher and higher. Ezra, how high do you think the tower will be?
How should I know?
I was just wondering.
We'll be told when to stop.
Of course. My time up here is almost over.
So soon, Jared?
It went quickly. Next week, I go down.
I'm sorry. You're a good worker.
I'll miss the tower.
Still, I suppose you'll be happy to see your family again.
I've been thinking about my son. Do you know? He must have taken his first step by now. Well, I'll soon know. Ezra, this last week, let's see how high we can build.
You're home from the tower, Jerry.
You know how high I built, Zilla? In this last week alone...
My brother, is he alive and well?
Your brother?
You went up together. Where is he?
We don't have time for visiting up there.
Didn't you see him as you were coming down?
Zilla, some who go up to the tower do not return. There are accidents.
No, not my brother.
I don't know. I didn't see him. But someone else would take his place. The tower grows, Zilla, every day, every minute.
I don't care about the tower.
You don't mean that.
No, I was... Yes, I do. I do mean it. The tower took you away for a year. It took my brother. Why?
You're upset.
Tell me why.
I don't know how to answer you. Nimrod commanded that it be built, and we built it.
You don't even know what it's for.
We don't have to. Nimrod knows. He has his reasons.
But why does he need a pathway to the sky?
The king does not confide in me, or in you. Zilla, this is what living means. There's no use talking about it.
No. Forget the tower.
You don't understand. A man doesn't forget.
It's easier to forget your wife and your son.
My son? Oh, where is he? Does he walk?
Yes. He walks.
Just think. In time, there will be three of us working together.
For the tower.
What else? Everything must be for the tower.
Can't there be something for us?
Isn't it the same? Oh, Zilla, this first day is always difficult. Tomorrow you'll feel better. I'll find out where I'm assigned, to the quarries or the fields, or maybe to the brickyard where you work. We'll see tomorrow.
Not tomorrow. It's the day of the festival.
Of course. I'd forgotten. There are no festivals on the tower.
Tomorrow, Nimrod the King will be here in Babel.
Sat on his golden throne, and on either side were the images of the gods in wood and stone and precious metal. In the great square before him stood the tens of thousands in silence, waiting for the sun to reach its highest point. Down except one who remained standing, tall above a sea of bent backs. And Jared, who knelt on the ground beside him, tugged urgently at his cloak.
Kneel down, whoever you are.
No.
Shh. You'll make us all conspicuous.
Are you trying to hide?
I don't know what you're talking about. Please, kneel down or move away.
There is one standing.
Now it's too late.
Who dares to stand before me? Before Nimrod, ruler of the earth? Answer me.
I am Abraham.
You are a speck of dust before me, on your knees.
No. I kneel only before God. Bring me this Abraham, this man who refused to kneel.
Nimrod, you should have made an example of him yesterday in the square.
I didn't ask your advice, Fennec. Is that the man there?
You're wasting your time with him, Nimrod.
Approach, Abraham. You don't have to be afraid.
Why should you think that I am afraid?
Because I am Nimrod.
Yes, I know.
Look at Fennec here. He is a brave soldier. Yet he is afraid of me.
Because he depends on your favor.
So does everyone. You too.
I depend on you for nothing.
You do. If only for your life.
Even that is not in your hands, but in God.
You see, Nimrod, how insolent he is.
Be still, Fennec.
Homage, such as you want, I pay to no man.
Not to me, Abraham. To the gods on both sides of me.
They are idols of stone and wood.
That's beside the point.
I do not bow to false gods.
You challenge me. Abraham, I have met many challenges, and still I have had my way.
I know what you have done.
Before me, the nations were at war, but I subdued them, and now there is peace all over the earth. There is peace.
It is the peace of slavery.
I took no slaves, Abraham. The conquered and the conquerors are the same, speaking the same language in every corner of the earth.
The same language, with the same thoughts and wishes. Your language. I won't speak it.
You will. And I'll tell you why. Only when you share the sameness can you also enjoy the peace.
That's not the kind of peace I want.
It doesn't matter to me what you want.
I'm a man, not a cow at peace in my master's stall. I'm a man like my brothers, and yet not the same. I have the right to be different.
No, Abraham, that I cannot permit. Not even to one man. Therefore, you will do as I say. But I can wait. Fennec, lock him up here. Let the guards talk to him overnight.
What have you done, Abraham? Nimrod, look!
What is this, Fennec?
Look! He smashed all the idols.
I am disappointed in you, Abraham.
Will you still talk to him, Nimrod? Even now?
Calm yourself, Fennec. Abraham, it was a futile, childish prank.
Why do you assume that I broke them?
The door was locked. No one else was here.
Still, it wasn't I.
Don't play games with me.
Look for yourself, Nimrod. The largest idol there in the corner still has the hatchet in his hand.
What kind of foolery is this? The idols are only...
Only wood and stone. Therefore, I will not worship them.
You have taught me something, Abraham. Men should not worship dead images.
I'm happy that you have learned.
Listen, Abraham, is it not said that to save a life is like unto creating one?
There is such a saying.
Before me, the world was turned toward war and destruction, but I subdued the earth and brought peace and saved the people. Am I not then a creator?
You distort the meaning, Nimrod. Before you, before Noah, who was your great-grandfather, before Adam, was God who created man in the world. Nimrod, you have forgotten God.
You're wrong, Abraham. I have not forgotten God. Not for a minute in all these years. Look, you can see the visible proof of my remembering.
The tower.
Yes, the tower. A generation of men has been asking, how high? When will it be finished?
Give up what you're planning. It is not too late.
Now it is finished. I have subdued the earth. Now I will attack the heaven. Make ready, angel. Nimrod gives you warning.
What do you want?
Will you give me shelter for the night?
You're the man in the square. I tried to warn you before the soldiers took you away.
I am Abraham. Will you let me in?
Of course. But they let you go. Zilla!
I'm coming, Jared.
Zilla, we have a guest.
I see.
Zilla, bring our guest something to eat.
Excuse me, I have forgotten what it is to prepare food for my family or for guests.
She means, I've only just returned from the tower.
You haven't left it. You brought the tower back with you here to our house.
How can a woman understand about the tower?
Do you understand?
Why don't you answer him, Jared?
When I was up there, everything seemed so plain and clear. But now I find it sometimes difficult to remember what a wonderful thing the tower is.
The tower is an evil thing.
If you say that, then you have never worked on it.
It's evil because Nimrod's purpose is evil.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You have no regard for yourselves. Then how can you love your neighbors? You are violating God's commandment.
Only the very old men still talk of God.
Yes, Nimrod has done his work well. He is the only one who has not forgotten God.
Abraham, the old men also talk about the days when Noah was young. How man fought against man, nation against nation. Was that a good thing?
How shall I tell you what you should know without being told? Jared, God created man in his own image, yet he made each man different, with his own wishes, thoughts, words. Do you hear, Jared? Different.
I don't want to hear any more.
A harmony that makes all men mindless and the same like a flock of sheep is no harmony. Nimrod's peace is no peace. He is at war with all men. Nimrod is at war with God.
I'll get you something to eat, Abraham.
Thank you, Zilla, but I'm leaving.
I've made you angry. Stay, Abraham.
I'm not angry, Jared. I must get to the tower before Nimrod.
Nimrod is coming to the tower?
To put it to its use at last.
Abraham, wait. I want to go with you.
No, Jared, no.
Please, Zilla, I must.
You've done what everyone does. You've worked your time on the tower. No one ever goes back.
It doesn't matter what everyone does. I have to go back. I have to see what is about to happen.
You don't have to know what's in Nimrod's mind. You said it yourself.
Then I was wrong, Zilla. It is my concern.
Abraham, don't let him go. Make him stay here.
Zilla, do you think I could make him stay or go?
No. No, you can't. Not even Nimrod could.
How much further to the top of the tower, Jared?
There's still far to go. Be careful, Abraham. Not too close to the edge.
It'd be easy for a man to slip and fall.
It happens sometimes.
What do the men do then? The men who are working?
Do? They continue to work. What else can they do?
They could grieve. Why do you stop, Jared?
I don't know why I came with you, Abraham.
Well, go back if you like.
I can't. You know I can't.
I'm glad, Jared. Come. We must reach the top of the tower before Nimrod.
Listen to me. Stop working and listen. You must throw away your tools and go down to the earth. Abandon the tower.
You're wasting your breath, Abraham.
They won't stop working.
Up here, you never stop working.
Nimrod will be here soon. They must listen to me. Jared, they know you. Talk to them.
It's no use.
You must have a friend here, someone you've worked with.
Yes. Ezra. Ezra, where are you?
Who's calling me?
It's Jared. Stop working for a minute, Ezra.
If you're Jared, you ought to know better than that.
Of course I'm Jared.
And you're acting very strangely. That second brick is out of line.
Only by a hair. It doesn't matter. Listen to me.
You never said that when you worked up here. The mortar's still soft. I can fix it. Hand me the trowel.
You're leaning too far over, Ezra.
Be careful!
Oh, Jared, help me! Oh!
He fell.
Ezra.
There are tears in your eyes, Jared.
He was my friend, Abraham. Ezra was my friend.
You were standing beside him. You might have saved him.
But I...
See what you have in your hand, Jared.
The brick.
You saved the brick that Ezra was holding.
No!
What have I done, Abraham? What have I done?
You have valued the brick of the tower more highly than a man. You have done what Nimrod wanted.
Make way! Make way for Nimrod!
Have the men stop work. Put down your tools. The tower is completed. Archers, are you ready?
I am not.
Then aim your arrows upward.
No!
Don't interfere again, Abraham.
Put down your bows. Think what you're doing.
They will not listen to you, Abraham. I have led my people in peace. Now they will follow me in war.
Nimrod doesn't tell you what he plans.
It is no longer a secret. I have built a tower to the sky and given warning to the heavens. There is war between me and God.
I speak to each single man. If you follow a wicked man, then you yourself do wickedness.
Archers, you have heard my command.
Listen to me. For what Nimrod commands, you will suffer as well as he.
God is far away, but I am here. Do as you are ordered.
Gabriel, wait.
You have done what you could, Abraham, to save the people. They refuse to be saved. You have finished.
Not yet. They would not listen. But now I plead with heaven.
Abraham, stand aside, lest the fire and thunder fall on you as well.
I will not move. There was a promise made after the waters of the flood subsided from the earth.
Stand aside.
I remind heaven of that promise, and I will say the words. I will not again curse the ground for man's sake. Neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth.
The promise is not forgotten.
Then shall it be evaded and destruction come, not by the waters of the flood, but by fire?
Abraham, no other voice would hold my hand. You shall be the judge. Is this a generation of righteous men?
They were led into evil by an evil man.
They have surrendered that which makes them men, become things cast out of the same mold, unthinking images of men. Do you therefore excuse them?
No, no, I cannot excuse them.
Then stand aside and let the sentence be executed. Shall not justice be done?
Is there to be justice and only justice?
That is how God rules the world.
Then there can be no world. Gabriel, they are men and they will sin. If there is only justice, how will they live?
That is not the concern of the angels.
It concerns men, and therefore it is God's concern.
The stench of evil fills heaven. Stand aside, Abraham. Even the patience of angels has a limit.
I am not talking to the angels. But to God.
God heard Abraham and listened to his words. And he ruled with justice and with mercy. For he did not again destroy the earth for the wickedness of men. But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, and he said, Behold, they are one people, and they have all one language, and this is what they begin to do. And he spoke, saying, Come, let us go down and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. And men heard their sentence and grieved. Yet why should they grieve? For though there have been and there may be again those like Nimrod, who have conquered the whole earth, yet never again will the nations and the peoples live in the sterile identity of sameness. But it will be a world of living difference. For God's judgment was a verdict for life, not for death.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Mrs. Morris J. Sape, president of the Central Branch of the National Women's League. Mrs. Sape.
The conflict of personalities just depicted highlights the fact that men of power have often tried to subject the whole earth to their will and to make war even against God. This rule by tyrants results in reigns of ruthless cruelty and the abandonment of all moral and spiritual values. King Nimrod was one example of the kind of tyrant who tries to put himself in the place of God to make all existence swear fealty to his own personal rule. He attempts to make his will, rather than God's, supreme. Nimrod is so blindly engaged in the building of his tower, that grandiose symbol of power, that all human values are forgotten. It is for an Abraham to reveal to him his foolishness by pointing out, "You have valued a brick of the tower more highly than a man." Fortunately for us, we have been blessed by men such as Abraham, who, even though he be a solitary figure and often a persecuted one, will always proclaim the inevitable truth that God is God and that man is not God, whether he rules the world, the city, or his own heart. Tyrants have always failed to recognize that even though they have achieved great power, they are still subject to a higher law which demands, even of them, devotion and obedience. The Nimrods remain as scars on the face of history, and the Abrahams ultimately triumph. We, living in the 20th century, are particularly able to understand the meaning of this story. It is because we, in our generation, have seen the Nimrods again arise, the men who try to establish themselves as rulers of the earth over the minds and souls of all human beings. In their wake, they leave war, cruelty, and destruction. They have been and always will be combated and vanquished by the ideas of truth and justice, which are embodied in our great religious tradition.
Thank you, Mrs. Sape. Our Eternal Light drama today, The Tower, was written by Joseph Mendel and came to you from Chicago. Cantor David Putterman sang the liturgical introduction. Featured in the cast were Everett Clark as Nimrod and Ken Nordine as Abraham. The music was written by Morris Momorski and conducted by Joseph Colicchio. This has been an NBC Radio Network production under the direction of Howard Keegan. Free time to present The Eternal Light is made available by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated stations. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.